Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to give you some tips on moving investment real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about moving real estate that is investment real estate, commercial, even multifamily residential. There's some basics that you want to cover to make sure that you are doing it correctly. So if you're thinking in 2021, they might let go of some commercial real estate, tune into this.
Yes, that would be a good idea. First of all, before I put money down, well, how about from your standpoint, if you were listing the property, you want to make sure that the owner is the person you're talking to and that they have the right to convey that property.
And that they're able to convey it. For example, you want to make sure you know who the individuals are that are behind a trust or an LLC. You want to make sure they're available to you. You want to make sure that they're capable, they're not deceased or disabled in some way that they can't, and they've got representation. You want to know who the attorneys are involved.
Then the next thing I think would be, is the property consistent with what is required by the tenant? In the case of, for instance, a post office, it would be a property consistent with the federal requirements of a post office. Is it secure? Is it available, etc.? So does the property meet the criteria of the tenancy?
And does the property by its zone and use and in intent of use, is that matching up the current use or the potential uses that you're going to market it as?
Exactly. And then lastly, you'd want to take a good, strong look at the lease itself. When would rents be adjusted? And in some of the cases, if they're, for instance, federal leases, they may not adjust at all. They may not have any kickers. And there are certain other types of investment properties that are the same. Some of the triple net stuff don't have rent adjustments for maybe 10 years or at all in some instances.
Bob, I have a question because yes. I don't know commercial so well. If you've got a lease with a current owner and you change to another ownership, does that lease absolutely and always transfer in its full and entirety to the new owner automatically, or do you document an update with your new owner?
Unless there is a provision that would allow the tenant to vacate the premises at their option or at your option to terminate, the lease would be superior to the right of a purchaser. You're buying the property subject to that lease.
Okay, so similar to any residential real estate as well. Okay, well, more on commercial real estate and how to move it successfully next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.